Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about billionaires think millionaires have settled. And it's episode 189. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Billionaires think millionaires have settled. Before I get started, I didn't interview any of my billionaire friends because I don't have any. But I did want to tell you that I have studied absolutely anything to do with the mindset of billionaires, as I'm sure anyone that's success-minded, it's a very interesting subject, not just millionaires, but billionaires. And if you watch any documentary on it, there's magazines, finance magazines, plenty of articles, there's books, there's many podcast interviews with billionaires. And also I'm listening to a pretty good book at the moment, which has motivated this episode, called The Billion Dollar Secret. So I'm not getting paid by them to endorse the book, so that's enough about that, but I am listening to it at the moment and it did motivate me to do this one. So you don't have to be a millionaire or a billionaire to hopefully learn the following lessons, which could also help you financially in the future. But billionaires basically think that millionaires have settled. What does that mean? It means that they think millionaires are lazy. It means they think that millionaires have gotten comfortable. They've gotten to a certain point where their lifestyle is comfortable, where they have a million euro, million dollars, million sterling in assets or net, or, you know, not gross because it's not really a millionaire, but net. So they've a comfortable lifestyle. They're sitting on, they mightn't be sitting on a million in cold hard cash, but they have million, they're worth a million in assets, cash, investments, etc., etc. And they, billionaires, think that that has made millionaires settle. They also think that millionaires were only ever focused on the money, which is why they settled and why they stopped pushing and pursuing. They think that, you know, millionaires, if that was their objective, to be a millionaire, when they became a millionaire, they didn't push it any further. They didn't try any harder. That was their goal. They didn't set another goal. That instead of setting the goal of money, it should have been project-based. It should have been goal-based. Something bigger than money. Something more important than money. Something that was more scalable. Something on a global level. Solving a problem. Inventing something that, a new service or a new product that is going to be used and bought by many, many people. Billionaires try to focus on something larger, not the cash. A lot of billionaires will say that, you know, it's nothing to do with the money. I mean, they have a billion, and why are multi-billionaires still working so hard? Why are they getting up so early and still chasing? Because they're chasing projects, they're chasing passions, they're chasing dreams. And this is one of the things that they criticize about millionaires. Now, millionaires may only be focused. Now, remember, this is all, you know, hypothetical. Whether it's true or not is all opinion, but we can absolutely learn from the lessons and the information herein. Billionaires think that everybody can become a millionaire. They don't see it as this, you know, massive task. You, me, everyone else might see becoming a millionaire as, you know, a large obstacle to, and something that, you know, might seem to be a wish and might not even be possible and hard for our subconscious to accept. But that's not the way billionaires see it. Billionaires think that anybody can become a millionaire. They don't see it as difficult as everybody else may. Now, this brings us on to the millionaire mindset. Millionaires have a very similar mindset about people who have less money than them. Now, I'm not talking about poor people from impoverished third world countries who have that many obstacles and they don't have the same chances as those born into a first world country could have with the potential of reaching that kind of a money. The statistics are way, way harder. So I'm not talking about extremely disadvantaged people here. But then that's why I didn't say poor people. But millionaires think that people with less money have settled. Because the funny thing is, millionaires also believe that anyone can be a millionaire. I know there's some really egotistical millionaires who think that, you know, they had a lot of skill and they have a lot of characteristics that other people couldn't possibly emulate because they're so smart. But you know what? They are few and far between. That thought process is very few and far between. The average millionaire believes that any other average person could become another average millionaire. And that's their mindset. They believe that people who have less money than them, this is millionaires, believe that people who have less money than them have also gotten comfortable and settled. And maybe that they like less responsibility. Now, that might be hard for certain people to believe because they're thinking, why would somebody like this? How would somebody settle and how would someone feel comfortable with the struggle? But again, the less responsibility for some people, this is not true for everybody, but some people have settled where they have enough and they don't want to push anymore and they don't want that responsibility and they don't like the hard work. Also, that millionaires think that non-millionaires are focused on money in the wrong way. Well, what's the wrong way? Well, basically constantly focusing, their mindset is on shortage, a shortage of money, not an abundance of money. And millionaires think that that can hold people who are non-millionaires back a lot. Or maybe they're focusing on it the wrong way. They're focusing on two-bit hustling. So trying to fight and push and work for small amounts and insignificant amounts and not on project-based goals. Or even, you know, the mindset of looking for easy money, whether that is illegal or not. You know, this is what they believe that their focus and their mindset of people who aren't millionaires could be misdirected. And again, not everybody, I'm not saying everybody who's a non-millionaire is focused on illegal means. So if you've taken that out of this episode, you've gotten that all wrong. But basically they think that anyone who isn't a millionaire could be a millionaire and isn't because their mindset is on the wrong focus in the wrong area or is focused on the shortage of cash or doesn't even believe that it's possible to become a millionaire. Now, the two main lessons there that we were talking about, just to recap and to make it as clear as possible, as easy as possible. Number one, don't focus on the money. Focus on large goals, large tasks, and focus on your legacy. The larger the problem you can solve, the larger the potential amount of money you can make. So that makes sense, right? Number two, don't get comfortable when you're comfortable. So don't get comfortable when you're comfortable. When you start to have nice things, keep your fire alive in any way that works for you. Work hard to increase what you have, or even work hard to maintain what you have, not just for yourself, but for others and all the many other people that you could possibly and positively affect besides your immediate friends and family. Now, a million isn't what it used to be decades ago. You can achieve it in many different ways, especially the younger you are. So the younger you are, the easier it will be to get to that magic number. Now, that is not counting out my older listeners. There are plenty of methods if that is your objective. Every euro you make, save or invest, brings you closer to a million. So it brings you closer to becoming a millionaire and it brings you closer to becoming a billionaire, whether you ever get there or not. I'm going to say that again. Every euro you make, save or invest, brings you closer to being a millionaire and even a billionaire. Whether you ever get to both of those goals is irrelevant because you're still becoming richer in the process. You're still becoming more financially independent. Now, here's a bit of perspective just to finish up on. Millionaires are closer to someone with zero than they are to billionaires. It's very hard for people to get their head around this because people lump billionaires and millionaires together. Millionaires and billionaires are not remotely similar. Millionaires are closer to somebody with zero than they are to billionaires. Now, here's another fact for you. Somebody who has amassed a net worth of 499,999,999 euro and 99 cent is closer to someone who has zero than they are to a billionaire. So that's a mad one for you. That puts it into perspective of how much a billion actually is. And just to reiterate the point before I close off, Every euro you make, save or invest, brings you closer to a millionaire and even a billionaire. So hopefully that's given you some motivation. Hopefully it's given you some new focus. And I wish you all the best striving and climbing that financial ladder to your billionaire status. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.